Unlock the door to mystery with one very short story. The micro podcast filled with morally complex characters, twists you won't predict, and endings you won't forget. Every episode is a brief, intense journey, perfect for listeners who crave mystery, intrigue, and stories that leave you thinking long after the tale ends. Today's episode begins now. The People's Hero. Latasha Blake wasn't much for mirrors, and the ones she did have in her apartment were mostly covered by laundry or an old magazine pinned over the glass. She wasn't ugly, not by a long shot, but decades of being ignored or patronized had carved deep grooves in her confidence. So she kept her head down, shoulders hunched, and passed through life like a background character in everyone else's movie. Her job at the federal building downtown, processing security credentials and organizing visitor logs, required little more than competence and invisibility. Both she had in spades. Most days, she moved like a shadow down the hallways, clutching her clipboard like a shield. The other staff called her Tosh when they acknowledged her at all, which wasn't often. She smiled when required, chuckled at jokes she didn't find funny, and went home to silence. No man waiting, no cat, just silence. But that morning, Tuesday, sticky with summer heat, something clung to the air. Not the kind of foreboding that warns of a coming storm. This was sharper, electrical. Her skin prickled when she scanned the badge of the man with the wide smile and the cheap briefcase. "Here to see Director Miles," he said. His badge looked right, but something in the way his eyes darted from camera to hallway set off a quiet alarm inside her. She buzzed him through. She wasn't paid to ask questions, but the feeling stayed. At her desk, she sat stiff as concrete, chewing her lip and trying to quiet the crawling in her gut. She couldn't shake the image of that man's hands, clean but twitchy, like they had something to do. 10 minutes later, screams echoed from the executive floor, then gunshots. Latasha didn't think. She ran, not away but toward, up two flights, past the panicked staff, down the corridor painted with splashes of red. The air reeked of blood and cordite. Director Miles lay slumped against the glass wall of his office, blood soaking into his cream shirt. Beside him, another man groaned, clutching his stomach. And there, in the middle of it all, the visitor stood, hand trembling, but gun still raised. Latasha didn't freeze. She didn't cry. She reached for the fire extinguisher. The blast of white foam hit the gunman full in the face. He stumbled, firing once, wildly, before she struck him with the canister. Once, twice, until he stopped moving. When the cops arrived, guns drawn, they found Latasha collapsed on the floor, her hands still wrapped around the handle of the extinguisher, breathing hard, alive, shaking, covered in someone else's blood. The media made her a hero. FBI clerk saves director from assassin. Silent heroine, the woman who ran toward the gunfire. There were press conferences, a small medal, applause from strangers. At first, she couldn't believe the attention. Her inbox overflowed with messages. People called her brave, inspiring. But heroes don't get to choose how the world sees them. And when the news cycle turned up some complications, the glow dimmed fast. Turns out the gunman had ties to an underground political group. And the weapon he used? it had been entered as evidence in a previous federal case, a case Latasha had quietly assisted with, filing, tagging, scanning serial numbers. Nothing major. Soon, the headlines about Latasha changed tone. Was Hero Clerk connected to federal evidence breach? A closed-door investigation opened. Latasha was questioned, pressured, warned. They found no direct link, but they needed someone to take the fall. The prosecutor's voice was smooth. Just a clerical error, but it led to catastrophic consequences. We can't overlook the chain of custody. Latasha sat in the courtroom, dressed in the best she could afford. Thrift store slacks and a borrowed blouse. Her public defender was kind, but ineffectual. The jury looked bored. Guilty. Mishandling evidence. Obstruction. Some charged the prosecutor dug up like dirt in a graveyard. 5 years. No parole. In prison, Latasha expected shame, but something else waited for her. The women already in prison, they'd seen the news. They knew what she did. Word spread fast. "You the one knocked that shooter out with a fire extinguisher?" asked a broad-shouldered woman in the laundry room. Her name was Sherry. People called her Baby Sis. Latasha nodded cautiously. "You got stones, lady," Baby Sis said. That was badass. Respect followed, not just from inmates, but from the guards. They called her Hero, and it wasn't mocking. Latasha found something behind bars she'd never known outside of them: identity. She began helping other women fill out clemency paperwork, teaching them how to read legal notices, showing them how to request case reviews. She no longer covered the mirrors. She kept her shoulders back. She slept well. And at night, sometimes, she'd smile thinking about how the world outside forgot her, or chose to. But in here, she was something else. Latasha Blake, the quiet woman no one noticed, had become a legend. And somehow, that was enough. Thanks for listening to One Very Short Story. If today's story hooked you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. It helps us grow and keeps the suspense coming your way. Want to dive deeper? Check out the podcast description to learn more about the show and explore special offers from our sponsor. Until next time, keep dodging bullets and stay safe in the shadows.